Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A high-level committee to assess the impact of demographic changes on India's border areas, urban centers, and tribal belts has been constituted, and this development has significant implications for the country's social fabric, national security, and governance. First, let us look at the composition of this committee. The High-Level Committee on Demographic Changes, or HLCDC, is chaired by Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar, a former Supreme Court judge and former Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court. This committee has been constituted by the Ministry of Home Affairs, and its terms of reference include assessing demographic shifts driven by illegal immigration and other unnatural causes in sensitive areas. What makes this significant is that the HLCDC operationalizes the vision of a high-powered demography mission announced by Prime Minister Modi on 15 August 2025. This mission aims to address the challenges posed by demographic changes in various parts of the country. The committee will recommend a time-bound action plan to mitigate these challenges. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The northeastern border states, such as Assam, Tripura, and Mizoram, have historically been affected by cross-border movement. The communal demography, including fertility differentials between religious communities, has been a matter of concern. The Justice Rajinder Sachar Committee, in its 2006 report, flagged the issue of fertility differentials, and the total fertility rate data has also highlighted these concerns. The Bengal border has also been a concern, with demographic alteration in border districts being a sensitive issue. Tribal belts, such as those in Jharkhand and the Northeast, face concerns about land alienation. The National Register of Citizens, or NRC, in Assam, which was published in 2019, excluded nearly 19 lakh people. And the center has stated that a national-level NRC is a long-term goal under the Citizenship Act. The Citizenship Amendment Act, or CA, 2019, has also been a topic of debate, and its linkage with the NRC has been a contentious issue. However, the HLCDC's work will be focused on fact-finding and recommending measures to address demographic changes rather than determining citizenship. India's demographic snapshot is also relevant in this context. The country's population is approximately 145 crore, according to the UN 2024 estimates, making it the world's largest. The total fertility rate, or TFR, has declined to 2.0, which is below the replacement rate of 2.1. The working age share of the population is around 67%. Which is a significant demographic dividend. Now, let us look at what the HLCDC is likely to recommend. Based on past similar exercises and government signaling, the committee may recommend strengthening border management, including the infrastructure of the Border Security Force and the Sashastra Seema Bal. Document-based welfare gating, using Aadhaar, PAN, and voter ID triangulation, may also be suggested. The committee may also recommend increasing the capacity of state-level foreigner tribunals currently concentrated in Assam and integrating electoral rolls with the recent Supreme Court judgment. Tribal Land Protection, by strengthening the Panchayat Extension to Scheduled Areas Act, or PESA, and the Forest Rights Act compliance, may also be on the agenda. Population stabilization in high TFR districts, with target-based approaches, could be another area of focus. Critically, the committee's work will have wider significance, as it will be the first national-level structured look at demographic shifts since the Sachar Committee. The linkage with electoral reform, as the committee's work will be alongside the Election Commission of India's exercise, will also be important. Data-driven federalism, with the committee needing state cooperation for granular data, will be essential. The strategic angle, with demographic shifts in border districts having security implications, will also be a key consideration. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The HLCDC was notified on 26 May 2026 through a Ministry of Home Affairs resolution. Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar, a former Supreme Court judge and former Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court, is the chair of the committee. The member secretary is the Joint Secretary, Foreign Affairs, in the Ministry of Home Affairs. Other members include M.K. Narayan, the Census Commissioner, Durga Shankar Mishra, a retired IAS officer, Balaji Srivastav, a retired IPS officer, and Dr. Shamika Ravi, an economist. The mandate of the committee originated from Prime Minister Modi's Independence Day announcement on 15 August 2025 of a high-powered demography mission. The relevant laws include the Citizenship Act, 1955, the Foreigners Act, 1946, and the Passport Entry into India Act, 1920. The Assam NRC final list was published on 31st August 2019, and approximately 19 lakh people were excluded. The Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019, rules were notified on 11th March 2024. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, Indian Society, which includes population and associated issues, effects of globalization on Indian society, communalism, regionalism, and secularism. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, which includes government policies and interventions for development in various sectors, citizenship and related acts, and center-state relations. The analytical hooks for mains include demographic change as a national security issue, balancing demographic concerns with constitutional secularism and non-discrimination, and the federal architecture of citizenship and migration policy. Remember these key points, as they will be crucial for your preparation. In conclusion, the constitution of the High-Level Committee on Demographic Changes has significant implications for India's social fabric, national security, and governance. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, keep in mind the key facts, numbers, and analytical hooks related to this topic, and be ready to analyze the complex issues surrounding demographic changes in India.